Morning, Gracie.
Morning, Tom.
Hey, has Jasper found a new job yet?
Nope. Last I heard, he was still waiting for Chief Dan George and Will Rogers to call back.
They're not going to call back.
I told him he should forget about photography and take up a sport. That's where the money is.
You mean like baseball?
No. You need talent for baseball.
Well, he's a little small for hockey.
And he doesn't know how to skate.
Well, soccer?
He's too slow.
Well, basketball?
He can't jump.
Well, you know, most sports require a physical skill that takes years to develop.
Not curling.
Curling?
You don't have to be strong or fast or agile. And it's a lot cheaper than golf.
Well, that's true, but you
know, the vocabulary is limited, so you don't have to memorize many phrases in a foreign language.
Well, what foreign language?
English.
Gracie.
Houseweight.
Gracie.
Whoa!
Gracie.
Hurry, hurry!
Gracie, I don't know that I see Jasper as a curler.
Take out! Single race. Steal one. Mostly one and two syllable words. A couple of nights with flashcards and you're set.
Well, curling is a fine game, but
you don't have to be in shape, you don't have to sweat, and you don't have to be smart.
Gracie, has Jasper ever curled in his life?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jasper.
Any calls for me?
Nope.
Darn, I was sure I would have heard from Chief Dan George by now. Maybe Billy Jumping Bull was right.
About what?
Billy's nephew, Clinton, is a photographer, and he's making a ton of money.
As a paparazzi?
Doesn't Clinton do divorce and funeral photography?
According to Billy, it's the new growth industry.
Divorce and funeral photography?
Statistics don't lie.
What statistics?
Half of all marriages end in divorce.
And everybody dies.
Jasper, nobody wants photographs of a divorce or a funeral.
Not at the time, maybe. But later on, after the hard feelings have disappeared and the pain and sorrow have subsided, most people discover that they're sorry they didn't get a photographic record of one of the major events in their lives.
Jasper, I can't think of another photographer in the entire world who does divorce and funeral photography.
That's probably why Clinton is doing so well.
Jasper, you know when you were trying to sell your services as a paparazzi to unknown and over-the-hill actors?
Yeah.
And you got a camera from Billy Jumping Bull that didn't work and it didn't have any film in it?
You want coffee now or after Tom finishes making his point?
Now would be good.
Well, have you considered
And who's the lucky winner today?
Here.
You were saying, Tom?
My point is that if you're going to do divorce and funeral photography, you're going to need a camera that works. And you're going to need film.
Mr. Gitewa, what's your cameras?
Mr. Gitewa.
Not to mention a little skill.
You're right, Tom.
And I think I know a business you can get into that has a reasonable chance of making you money.
You do?
You do?
Look, when whites think about Indians, they also think about
alcohol?
Cigarettes?
No.
Dances with wolves?
Pocahontas?
No. They think about nature.
Nature?
Nature?
That's right. Look, non-natives associate Indians with nature. It's an integral part of white culture. Look, when whites think of Indians, they don't see contemporary native people like Thompson Highway or Jane Ash Poitra or John Kimbell. What they see are plains warriors covered with war paint, riding pinto ponies and chasing buffalo.
You want me to put on war paint?
Well, no.
Nobody's going to pay to watch Jasper chase buffalo.
Well, of course not. That would be a cliche.
Not to mention dangerous.
Well, that's not what I meant.
Last time I was on a horse, I got saddle sores.
Saddle sores aren't dangerous.
Jasper.
I don't know. It was weeks before I could sit down and not have my underwear stick to my butt.
Jasper.
And I had to walk around with my legs apart.
Jasper.
Yes, Tom?
Oh, what I'm trying to suggest is it because whites think of Indians and nature together, it might be to your advantage to consider a career in some aspect of outdoor recreation.
Are we back to buffalo hunting?
I think Tom wants you to be a guide.
That's it. Exactly.
Billy Jumping Bull's second cousin, Hewlett, takes rich white Americans elk hunting in the Rockies every year. Is that what you mean?
Well, hunting has some pretty hefty startup costs. I was thinking more along the lines of fishing.
Fishing?
Fly fishing, to be exact. Look, the initial startup costs are pretty minimal. Most of the serious fly fishing people have their own gear. All you have to do is supply transportation and food.
And have some vague idea where the fish are.
That's not a bad idea, Tom. But we better start the show before we get into the details.
Oh, right. Okay. From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavy Hand.
And Tom King.
So, Tom, who are our guests?
Ian James.
Ian James in Stoy Mao.
Ian James,
eh? Hey, who's Ian James?
He's a fly fishing guide I met when I was out in Ontario. Look, I thought we could give him a call, and you could talk to him about the life of a fishing guide.
Sure, why not?
Is this long distance?
Look, this guy is one of the best guys in Canada.
Hello?
Hi, Ian, it's Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Remember that friend of mine I told you about?
You mean the one that's been chasing people around with a camera that doesn't work?
That's the one. Look, he's interested in trying his hand at being a fly fishing guide. Would you mind talking to him?
No, not at all.
Hi, Ian. This is Jasper Friendly Bear.
So, Jasper, you want to be a fly fishing guide?
Is it exciting?
Not unless you're catching fish.
Does it pay well?
Not unless you're catching fish.
Is it solace for the soul?
Not unless you're catching fish.
So, where do you find these fish?
Well, generally, you'll find fish in water.
Wow, Tom, you were right. This guy's a real pro. So, do you have to have any particular skills to be a fly fishing guide?
Well, it helps if you're crazy, and you should know how to tie flies.
What kind of flies?
Well, there's over 13,000 patterns.
You've tied 13,000 flies?
No, I've tied more than that.
Is equipment expensive?
No, it's not too bad. All you really need is a rod, a reel, a line, and a good pair of waders.
Waders?
So you can stand in freezing water up to your chest.
Why would you want to get out of the boat?
Let me ask you a wee question, Jasper.
Shoot.
Have you ever been fly fishing?
Do you use dynamite or hand grenades?
Maybe you should have Tom take you out fly fishing, and then we can talk some more.
So, Tom's pretty good at this fly fishing stuff.
No, but at this point you probably wouldn't notice.
Wow, okay, I'll do that. Well, thanks for talking with me.
My pleasure, Jasper.
Okay.
So, what'd you think?
I don't know, Tom. He's not well paid. He's already lost over 13,000 flies, and he spends most of his time standing up to his chest in cold water.
I think he's done pretty well for a guy with a speech impediment.
Well, he's Scottish.
Okay, a Scottish guy with a speech impediment. That's even more impressive.
Do you have to talk like that if you're a fishing guide?
He's from Scotland. Everyone from Scotland sounds like that.
At first, I thought he was Micmac.
No, he's not Micmac.
That's for sure. I don't know many Micmacs who would expect someone to pay them for spending the day standing in cold water.
Being a fly fishing guide sounds interesting, but right now, it's time to give away another authentic Indian name. Gracie, who do we have?
Here's a letter from Hubba McColgan.
You mean an email?
No, it's a real letter, handwritten.
What does it say?
Well, it looks like she wants an authentic Indian name.
Boy, we don't get many real letters, so let's give Hubba McColgan an authentic Indian name. Tom, spin those wheels. Okay, Hubba McColgan, here's your new authentic Indian name. Tom, what's the first name?
The first name is Clara.
And the second name is Fluffy.
And the third name is Flounder. Clara Fluffy Flounder.
She also says in her letter that she's looking for a good-natured First Nations family to adopt her.
With a name like Clara Fluffy Flounder, First Nations families will be beating down her door in no time. Did she send us a story of her most interesting encounter with an Indian?
She talks about partying with her native friends from the rest, but for a name like Clara Fluffy Flounder, she's going to have to do better than that.
But in the meantime, it's time for Blackout Bingo!
Get those babbers ready.
I suppose it's a waste of breath to suggest we call a different number than
B8.
Than B8.
Hey, Tom, you hear that?
I'm afraid to ask.
It's the band counselor, Tom. Your favorite part of the show.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Tom.
What I mean is, the band counselor is not my favorite part of the show.
You go to the movies, Tom? How many times have you seen an Indian play of white?
Well, it doesn't happen much of the time.
But here in the band counselor, you get to play Ottawa Bob, a white guy.
You're probably a pioneer of some sort.
Think of all the Indians listening to the program who would like to be white and enjoy all the social and economic benefits that naturally accrue to whites in Canada simply because of their race.
Okay, then you play Ottawa Bob.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't be caught dead playing Ottawa Bob.
Don't look at me. I'd rather eat worms.
Here are the scripts. And it's time once again to catch up on The Adventures of Darnell About Time. Mild-mannered, mixed blood, status native guy.
How about I play Darnell's evil twin brother?
Three nights a week, Darnell works as a part-time assistant hockey coach. On weekends, he calls bingo at the Native Friendship Center. But on weekdays, from 9 to 4, with 2 hours off for lunch, he gets into his car, drives to the reserve, slips into the Petro-Can bathroom, whispers the magic words, "How! How! How! And how!" and is transformed almost immediately into the band counselor.
Or maybe a space alien who just landed on a remote part of the reserve.
With the help of his faithful white companion, Ottawa Bob, the band counselor spends his office hours fighting lethargic government agencies, corrupt multinational corporations, sympathetic tourists, and disgruntled relatives.
Or maybe in this episode, Ottawa Bob discovers that his great-grandmother was a Mohawk princess. That works for me.
Sorry, Tom. Too unbelievable. Ready?
Just remember, Friendly Bear, I'm an administrative assistant, not a secretary.
Here we are, back on the reserve, and there's my trusty administrative assistant, Wilma Trueblue.
I don't think a mixed blood is too unbelievable.
And there's my faithful white companion, Ottawa Bob.
How about faithful Métis companion?
What a beautiful day, Ottawa Bob. Makes you forget all about the vexing problems of band management. What's on the agenda today?
Well, remember that new neighborhood you promised to build when you got elected?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, we can only afford to build 7 houses.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
And there are already 56 families on the waiting list.
How many of them are my relatives?
23.
Holy Ottawa Bob, this is serious. What are we going to do with the other 16?
Hi, neighbor. Can you say nepotism?
We got any of those teepees left from Indian days?
I knew you could.
I don't know that that's going to help.
Ottawa, Bob, you don't mean...
Yes, band counselor, we may have to call a band election.
Stay tuned next time when you hear Wilma say...
N-E-P-O-T-I-S-M.
And you'll hear Ottawa Bob say...
I'd even settle for... what, brother?
Holy, that's the end of the show.
And we forgot to read one of the recommendations of the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples.
Thank goodness we got the bingo number in.
Next time, our guests might be Northwest Harbor Rex Davidson and artist Joan Cardinal Schubert.
In the meantime, this is Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavyhand.
And Tom King saying,
so long for now.
And don't forget, stay calm.
Be brave.
Wait for the signs. You know, Tom, I think I'll give that fly fishing a try. Can I borrow your truck?
My new truck?
You don't want to discourage Jasper, do you?
Well, no, but what do you need my truck for?
So I can impress the clients.
He just doesn't want to put dead fish in his car.
Dead? Jasper, you don't kill the fish. You catch them, and then you release them.
Can you torture them a little?
Jasper, fly fishing is a gentle, humane sport.
I'd look into curling.
Curling is boring.
At least you don't have to worry about dead fish in your truck.